from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome again to our discussion of Parshat Vayechanan, the Ten Commandments, ? The expression Ten Commandments is one which really finds no basis in the Torah. There are not 10 commandments. There are, however, 10 words, 10 things, 10 matters, Aseret Hadvarim. Here we have it in chapter 4, verse 13, in Deuteronomy, in Parshat Vayechanan, Vayaged lechem v'itosher tzivarchem lasor Aseret Hadvarim, that God told us what to do, the 10 utterances, words, things, and he wrote them on the two tablets. If we think about commandments, there are not 10 commandments in the 10 commandments at all. There are many more than that. Let's count them. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Lord your God. That could be a commandment, that to believe that there is a God, that God wrote the Torah, there's only one God, or that God exists, or that God brings the redemption, God saves us in certain circumstances. Or maybe it's not a commandment. There is a commandment not to have any other gods, not to even possess an idol, not to make an idol, and then not to bow down to them, and then not to worship them. Worship means if you worshiped in a way that was not bowing down, then not to swear falsely, 6. Not to to observe the Shabbos, or to remember it, to make Kiddush, to sanctify the Shabbos. There's another mitzvah, arguably, there's one midrash that says a mitzvah to work 6 days. There is a mitzvah to rest on the seventh. There is a mitzvah to not do any work on the seventh. Let's take it for that. Then there's a mitzvah to honor the parents. So that's 10. And then we know there are how many commandments? Lo tirtzach, lo tinav, lo tignov, lo tenebrach yedshav. That we shouldn't murder, shouldn't commit adultery, shouldn't kidnap. Prohibition for stealing is in Leviticus. This here, the rabbis interpret that it means not to kidnap, not to bear false testimony, and not to covet. So that would be 15. However, some count as well, lo titaveh, you shouldn't desire or covet as well. So if you were going to count the commandments, there are actually 15 commandments to do and not do. I would say 15 or so, depending how you count it. We mentioned the complexity of counting the first commandment. Also, the last commandment is complex. What does it mean not to lo lachmod? Isn't it usually translated not to covet, but it also says don't desire. Here, it distinguishes between coveting a wife of someone else or not desiring the property of someone else. If you look in Parshat Yitro, there the breakdown is a little bit different. There it says as follows. You shouldn't covet the house, and you also shouldn't covet the wife or the servant. So the Rambam, however, he makes two different commentaries, two different mitzvot. He said if you covet slave, a house, anything they own, and you force them to sell it to you, you violate it. You violate coveting when you actually take it, when you forcibly buy it. Desiring, he says, if you desire a house or a wife or vessels of a friend, he doesn't mention slaves, anything like it, something you could buy, once he plotted and schemed how to do it, and he was seduced in his heart, then he has violated desiring in his heart. So hard to define exactly what the Rambam is getting at, but he does have two separate mitzvot. So in what sense are there 10 utterances if there are actually 15 commandments? Well, it's the paragraphs. In the Torah, there are breaks in the action. There are certain spaces where there are spaces between each paragraph. And in the Torah, there are 10 paragraphs for the 10 commandments. Now, if you look at how that count works, it's interesting because the commandment that I am Lord your God is scrunched together with the commandment not to have any other gods. So it's all about the oneness and not plurality of God. That's one commandment. Also, Shabbat is just one paragraph. However, now that we have scrunched the first two together, how do we land that with 10? We all know that we usually count the first as one, do not have any gods as two. So how do we land that with 10? So the paragraphs actually do give two different slots, two different spaces, two different paragraphs, one for don't covet, and in this case, one for don't desire. In this version of the Ten Commandments, in the version in Exodus, they're both don't covet, but it breaks down in terms of what you should covet, what you shouldn't covet. So you would subtract the commandment to that there is a God. That would be just an assumption. And you would add the coveting a commandment. Then if we ask ourselves, I mentioned in passing that maybe there's a mitzvah to work 6 days. The Midrash, known as Midrash HaGadol, says that Rebbe, the great author of the Mishnah, says that there's a mitzvah to work every day. Why don't we generally count that as a mitzvah? So the answer is as follows. I heard this years ago. And that is that whatever you would do on your own, when the Torah says you do it, it's not a mitzvah. It's just talking about something you might do. So for instance, when it says you should eat, should be satiated, and you should bless God for the land that God has given us, we interpret there's a mitzvah to bless God for the land and for the food that God has given us. We don't interpret that there's a mitzvah to eat and be satiated. It's just something we do. Similarly here, when it says 6 days you should work, people tend to work. Not everybody, but people tend to. So that's obvious. And that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to rest. That's the surprising thing, not to do any work. That's the mitzvah. If we ask ourselves, if we look at the Ten Commandments, what is emphasized and what's not? Clearly, idolatry has a whole paragraph about what you should and shouldn't do. And Shabbat has a whole paragraph. So these seem to be the primary aspects of Judaism. Shabbat, in fact, the rabbis say Shabbat is parallel to, it's equal to, tantamount to idolatry. If we don't acknowledge Shabbat, then we're forgetting the story of God, creation, Exodus. And the two are linked, but they seem to be the quintessential mitzvot, the highlights. And then in the middle, you have honoring parents. There's also somewhat of a longer paragraph, and here it's lengthened a bit as well, the idea that there's reward for honoring the parents as well. Is there anything unique about these Ten Commandments versus something else? We're going to talk about it this coming Shabbat. But just as a teaser, could say that these are simply rubrics for all the commandments, for all 613 commandments. Reb Sadia Gaon and the Reb Ezra, they assert that the Ten Commandments include all the other commandments in them. The rabbis have a midrash that all the Torah was written on the Ten Commandments. However, we have to think about, is there anything special about an appearance in the Ten Commandments? The fact that, say, Shabbat appears in the Ten Commandments, but Pesach doesn't. Passover, does that mean anything? Or not. Talk about that. God willing, this Shabbat. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Limeth Congregation for our discussion of the Ten Commandments, or better yet, the Ten Utterances. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.